If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why do doctors advise against chewing gum? Thanks for asking. Chewing gum first appeared in the United Kingdom in the year 1911, when American manufacturer William Wrigley founded a British subsidiary, and it's only become more and more popular with time. During World War II, American soldiers traded sticks of gum with European locals in exchange for rations. More recently, a widely cited estimation from the early 2000s suggested there were 28 million regular chewers in the United Kingdom, making Brits the second biggest consumers of gum in the world.
Why do people say it's bad for us then?
One of the most frequent criticisms is that chewing gum mimics the act of eating, leading our body to expect food to reach the stomach. Of course, with gum, nothing is actually swallowed, which throws the body off balance. This can lead to an increased urge to eat during the next meal. Another downside is that chewing can cause you to swallow air, a digestive disorder called aerophagia, which can cause frequent burping and an upset stomach, according to WebMD.com. And while chewing gum in moderation is fine, you won't want to chew non-stop every day. That's because most types of gum contain sweeteners from the polyol family. Now, these might be low in calories, but they can have a laxative effect. Anything over 10 pieces of gum in a day and you could be risking an unpleasant bout of diarrhea. There are actually benefits in that respect. Of course, chewing gum doesn't replace brushing your teeth, but it can help prevent cavities. That's because chewing sugar-free gum increases saliva production, which aids in clearing away food debris and dental plaque. Dr. Khaled Qasem is chief orthodontist and co-founder of Impress in Barcelona. Talking to dailymail.co.uk for an article published in July 2023, he explained that with chewing gum we can lower the acidity, and this way we can avoid or lower the possibility to have dental caries. Saliva also helps combat the sulfur compounds that cause bad breath. On the flip side, it can accelerate the aging of dental fillings by wearing them down over time. That's because when we chew, our fillings release tiny particles containing mercury, some of which are ingested with saliva. There you have it. Now you know why doctors advise against chewing gum. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.